children left, but I feel like we all needed to hear that. So praise the Lord. Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Chelsea. Well, we'll continue our service today with scripture. I would like to invite you to open your Bibles on Psalm chapter 9, verse 2, and it's an invitation to worship. Psalm chapter 9, verse 2 says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And I'll read that one more time. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And all God's people say, amen. Let us pray to continue our service today. Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us together to worship your name in this morning. Thank you for the many blessings we have received. Thank you even for the challenges that will just draw us closer to you, O Lord. Just help us to open our eyes and our hearts and our minds and help us receive you and your Holy Spirit. And may we be touched and transformed in this morning. Help us feel your presence, and thank you for bringing us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. It's good to be in God's house today, isn't it?
Amen.
I don't know if we need introduction. I think three of you go here, and I used to go here, so I'm still partly, I'm still family. It's always good to be in Valley View. It's where my heart really is. But this morning, we come seeking God's heart. And God is here. Jesus is here this morning. And I know we all have things that draw us all week long away from the heart of God. You know, we get up in the morning and we have worship, and before you know it, we're often doing things in the world. But Jesus is always there. You know, this first song we're going to share with you is Seekers of Your Heart. We want to make God first place in our heart this morning, don't we? And the songs we share today, we're just tools. We just sing and praise God, but we want these songs to penetrate your heart today as we praise God. Seekers of your heart.
Show you all.
filled with you alone. Lord, we want to know you, live our lives to show.
I'm going to introduce the next two songs, and we're going to Wonderful, Merciful Savior, Precious Redeemer, and Friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. And I'd like to read from Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Can we say amen to that this morning? Without Christ, where would we be? And you know, in the next song we're going to sing is God So Loved the World. When you think about this little tiny planet, it's really truly amazing the love God has for each one of us, how he came to this earth, died for us. We'd have no hope. And this morning, as we share Wonderful, Merciful Savior and For God So Loved the World.
Always hunger for. One day there was a wealthy man that was facing bankruptcy, and he decided to take a drive out through the rural part of the country. As he passed one particular house, it caught his attention. It needed so many different repairs and a complete paint job. The broken windows were covered with oil paper. There were shingles that were missing, as was part of the roof. And the man wondered how the house was even standing. A little girl, about 8 or 9 years old, was out playing in the front yard. She was poorly dressed. And the man thought, I want to go talk to her. And so in his conversation, he mentioned how sorry he was that she lived in such a broken-down house. The little girl excitedly asked him, "Why, haven't you heard? My daddy just inherited a fortune, and he's building us a mansion just over that hill. Don't know when it'll be done, but I won't have to live in this house forever." Well, John 14:2 tells us how Jesus was leaving his disciples, but he would not forget them. He would eagerly anticipate his reunion with them in his Father's house. And in the interval, he would prepare a glorious homecoming. Well, after we think about the promise of a beautiful heavenly mansion, let's prepare our hearts for gathering by the serene river of life. In "Shall We Gather at the River," we are reminded of the joy and peace that await us as we come together in faith and hope. Now, in the summer of 1864, it was the middle of the Civil War. It was tearing the nation apart, and there was an epidemic raging in Brooklyn, New York. We know about epidemics. We had one just a few years ago. Robert Lowry was the pastor of the Hanson Place Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. On a hot July afternoon, Pastor Lowry was near collapse from visiting his sick members and burying those that had died. He was thinking about all the sad scenes around him when the question rose in his mind, "Shall we meet again? We're parting at the river of death. Shall we meet at the river of life?" So he meditated on Revelation 22, verse 1. "Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." The verse seemed to Lowry that it was a promise that friends and loved ones would be reunited again one day at the beautiful river. That same evening, he sat at his parlor organ, and he fashioned an exuberant marching rhythm and a reassuring chorus promising, "Yes, we'll gather at the river."
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold.
But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow,
we'll not grow.
And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound.
I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old, we'll not grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old, we'll not grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. But walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion. Shall we gather at the feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the
shining river, lay we every burden down.
Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and a crown.
A robe and crown.
Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful saints by the river that flows by the throne of God. Gather at the river Jordan, gather at the river, gather at the rich, the shining river, gather at the river, gather at the river edge, the pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with a melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints by the river.
After that one. So as I was a kid, I was taught the acronym ACTS for prayer, and I've used it my whole life. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. You may know that. We're going to sing the next two songs. The next actual song we're going to sing is a medley of two songs. The songs are Then Sings My Soul, and the other one is How Great Thou Art. And that is a song that's going to be a song of adoration. Then sings my soul, how great thou art. It's important that we sing adoration, that we say adoration, that we tell God we love him, we appreciate him, and he's great. And so this song will We'll discuss that. And then the second song we're going to sing in this set is Be Still. And I think if you took a vote among us, Be Still is probably right up there as our favorite.
Definitely.
One of them, for sure. And you may have heard me talk about this before. When I was in recovery 16 years ago, I had a lot of be still time. I couldn't sleep at night. I didn't have my old vices to put me to sleep. And so in that recovery home, I sat on the couch in the living room by myself and still. And those were some of the most valuable prayer moments of my life. Conversation requires two parties speaking back and forth, and if we don't allow God time to speak to us, we might miss it. And so, be still. Wait on the Lord.
Can I say one other thing?
Yes.
We're talking about prayer. I stand here because of prayer.
Amen.
And like Russ, we were out in the world. I see some of my friends out there. We were all out in the world, but we had praying parents. And without praying parents, I don't think I'd be standing here. My mom and dad used to sit in about the third row down there all the time. My mom passed away before I ever came back to the Lord, but I know God honored her prayers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I want to encourage all of you. There's a lot to pray about. I know we're all praying for someone, whether it's physical needs or our children or whatever the case may be. Don't get discouraged. I believe God's going to save every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So be still.
Joy shall fill my heart. bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art.
In the still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be
songs. Can you guys hear it okay out there? Good. I know we kind of started out a little hot, but that's okay. So there's another song that I would love our quartet to sing, but we haven't yet. So the words I've kind of taken from it. So listen carefully. It says, "One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall pass away. There'll be no more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, and no more fear. One day we'll be free, free indeed, Jesus. One day all this struggle will cease, and we will see your glory revealed. On that day, we will weep no more, no more tears, no more shame, no more struggle, no more, just no more. Walking through the valley of the shadow, no cancer, no depression, just the brightness of your glory. Amen. Just the wonder of your grace, everything as it was meant to be. All of this will change when we see you. Face to face, Jesus, face to face." Now, we're not singing face to face. The next two songs will be "Peace in the Valley" and "Majesty and Glory."
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is fair. Day, oh yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh, my Lord,
no trouble I see. In the valley for me.
Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb.
Oh, yes.
Well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a child.
And
shall be changed, changed from the creature that I am. Oh, yes.
There will be
peace in the valley, Lord. Peace in the valley, Lord. Peace in the valley someday.
There will be
peace in the valley, Lord. Peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh, my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace
in the valley for me.
bow our heads for prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, Almighty God, what an awesome God you are. This Sabbath day, I just praise you for all your goodness. We're all very grateful for all the many blessings that you give each one of us. Lord, as we leave this place, may we keep focused, spending time with you, Lord. We know that your coming is very soon. We see the signs all around us. Keep us faithful. In these things we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sabbath, everyone.